Got you in Deuteronomy 18, everybody? We're going to start with verse 13. Scott asked me what was going on in North Carolina. Basically the same thing God is doing everywhere. He's dealing with his people. I don't know, but we'll touch on that a little bit this evening. No way I can cover it all. It just involves too much. But I will say this, we're in a very exacting time. It's a time when the Lord is requiring much of us. And it's a time for us to be more open to the Lord than ever before. You know, in John it says that he came unto his own received him not. And in another place, the Lord stands on the Mount of Olives, and he lamented over the people there in Jerusalem because they were not aware of the visitation that had taken place, the visitation of the Lord. And we've been in a time for quite some time, for a long time, always, where the Lord is meeting his people. But there are times when that is stepped up. And unless you're very, very alert, you can miss the very fact that a new level has been opened up to you. How did that song start off? A new realm, a new...
New to this realm.
New to this realm. Yeah. Well, that's a start. If you know you're new to this realm, at least you know there's something new there. We don't want to miss the days of visitation of the Lord. There's some things that are a tremendous hindrance for Christians. Number one is that just isn't enough hunger for God. Right. Just not enough hunger. And we're not going to talk about that a whole lot. You know whether you hunger for God or not. You don't need me to tell you, because you know. You know you're lacking hope. Each person determines how hungry they are for the Lord. And if you're not hungry enough, then God's going to turn loose some circumstances and some tribulations in order to turn that around. You'd be surprised how much the tribulations of the Lord are working today. You know, most Christians feel that the tribulation is a period. Some say 3.5 years, some say 7 years, and they got it down
they got the charts out.
Down the scale.
Right.
Yeah. One day, the Lord's going to rapture people out, and after that, tribulation is going to start. But you know, there's a real problem with that, because the scripture plainly says, Paul says in Acts 14:22, through much tribulation, we enter into the kingdom of God. You can't enter into the kingdom of God without going through tribulation. Well, let me rephrase that. You can't enter into the kingdom of God without going through much tribulation. That's the way Paul said it. But you know what happens? Little tribulation, people back away. You know, they can talk about their revelations of how the Lord is going to purge his people, how that the work of the cross is going to take place, and all that stuff. And then when it happens, you're going to draw back from it.
That's right.
You know, it's kind of like that young rich ruler in Matthew. And said, Lord, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You know the commandments, don't you? And God said, I've kept all those from my youth up. And the Lord said, well, there's one thing you lack. giving up all the stuff that you're, that means more to you than life. You know.
That's right.
And so hunger, lack of hunger is a problem. Makes no difference where you are in your walk with God. You may have gone a long way, become very spiritual, but if there's not the hunger for more, you're in trouble. Death has already started to creep in. The other problem that comes to my mind is the fact that most Christians just don't believe. They talk about believing, but talking about believing is one thing, and really believing is another thing. They just don't believe. What does that mean? There's too much unbelief. Way too much unbelief in Christians today. You know, and you can kind of let the others slide by a little bit. They're not Christians. You know? But we're supposed to believe. And Jesus said, to him that believes, all things are possible. He didn't say that if you believe, you have all things. He just said, all things are possible. It's up for you to make that possibility a fact, a reality. But unbelief is a problem. I think any one of us, being honest, would have to say that we have tried to believe the thing, and most often it was hoping or wishing instead of really believing. I feel like probably all of us have grown enough spiritually to finally understand that you can't generate that believing. You can't make yourself believe. Because we're learning that whatever you need, whether it's hunger, dedication, righteousness, believing, it's going to have to be the Lord in you that does it.
Yeah.
You know, there was times when the one that comes to my mind is the little woman with the issue of blood. Jesus said, thy faith has made you whole. She had the faith. She didn't have it until the Lord said that. He said, thy faith makes thee whole. Well, when did it happen? When she was having faith, believing? No, it happened when he said, thy faith has made thee whole. See, not a faith that you already had, but the very fact that I speak a word to you and I say, thy faith has made you whole. That's when it happens, you see. It's by the word of God. And the number one problem we have is we don't believe the word.
Right.
And we're going to have to work that out. It's time to learn how to believe the word. You're going to learn how to believe the word same way you're going to get hungry through much tribulation. Now, you can't take the tribulation and make it appear and set it somewhere down on the timeline in the future, because if you do that, everybody died and missed it. We have to realize everybody is not going to move into that at the same time, because you've got different Christians at different stages of growth.